David, first of all, you've got had a long career in Speedway already. Mm-hmm. Are you now fulfilling a life's ambition or taking a plunge or what?
I think it's a bit of both, really. it's going to be it's a new adventure, I would say.
Yeah.
It's going to be completely different. I mean, today I should be riding. So, you know, for 32 years, yeah, I've been on a Speedway bike, and it hasn't really sunk in. It hasn't sunk in that I'm here right now, doing what I'm doing and trying to find out what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, we've got such a great, back team. They've been fantastic. You know, Lawrence Lee and Ryan have been absolutely fantastic. You know, they've been kind of keeping everything together. And because they've done it before and they know what they're doing, it's, you know, for me, I didn't realise that, when you're a speed rider, you just pull up, you get your van, you get your bike out of the van, you put it in a pitch, you have a warm-up and then you go out. But you don't realise how much goes on behind the scenes. It's absolutely phenomenal. So, we're looking forward to it. You know, the guys, we've got a great team. You know, I think personally, the team we picked, or, you know, obviously Lawrence and I picked, that it's certainly up the top, you know, and, we've got a good reserve in, you know, Leon. So, you know, he's one of the brightest youngsters coming through at the moment. I just think we're going to have a good year. I mean, we've sold more season tickets this year so far than 2016 and 2017. So that's obviously saying something.
Sure.
Hopefully it's a good buzz about the place. So and that's what it needs. Yeah. It needs a bit of an uplift. No disrespect to Tony and Graham, Tony Moore and Graham. They did a fantastic job. They kept it alive from obviously when things went wrong in 2014. And you know, you got to take your hat off to them. But It's our turn now.
Sure.
We've got to change a few things and hopefully everyone will fall in place. But so far, so good.
And you don't, in a sense, start from scratch. Firstly, because you've got people who know around you. Secondly, you've got the facility already here.
Yeah.
And, you know, as well as you personally being steeped in the sport, there is already something to build on.
That's right. I mean, you know, that was one good thing about when we purchased this. There's a team here that do everything, you know. It's great, you know, and they're mostly volunteers, which is great for us as well. And yeah, everything's here, you know, the stands are here, the track's here, you know. It's just getting more bums on seats, and that's what we want to do, and that's why we're heading in the other direction with obviously getting the youngsters in and things like that. And we were so shocked on the figures of how many kids came through the door last year, and that's something we're introducing. Obviously, we've got Brummy the Bear, you know, so it's a lot of things going on with the kids this year, and we've got more entertainment going on. You know, we haven't just got 15 heats of Speedway. So it's something that obviously Lee, Ryan, say Lawrence as well, we're all working on really hard in the back, you know, obviously in the background. And I think people will be shocked that it'd be good, you know. And I think that's something it needed. You know, as I say, it was very bland and plain last year. And I say I came in halfway through the season and I saw it and I think it's great. It's a lovely stadium, isn't it? You know, but it needed that extra push.
Yeah.
And I crashed here actually. Just here, and I thought to myself right there and then, I think I've had enough now,
right.
You know. So and that made up my mind. I mean, I think I was pretty much sitting over there passing out. But you know, and I just thought to myself, I've had enough now. It's time, you know. And I didn't want to kind of finish injured, you know. I didn't want to do another year and then something happened.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Yeah, but you know, now's now, and you know, it's good so far, so good.
And has you know, is this something that you've always thought about for a long time? I couldn't run one of these. Or, you know, is it just you see an opportunity come on? Obviously, it was known that Tony was looking to finish off.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, to be fair, I kind of, in 2015, late 2014, going into 2015, I actually inquired about Eastbourne.
Right.
Got a long way down the road and obviously the Eastbourne boys like to stick together, so so it didn't happen. But you know, we about 15 years ago, Dad and I tried to get a place in Southampton as well. Dad's also done a year promoting at Sittingbourne.
Sure.
So he knows, you know, we've kind of done the odd bit, you know, bits, and we've not thought about it. But yeah, no, this was an opportunity. They don't come up that often.
Sure.
Obviously Speedway tracks don't, do they? But
no.
And to have, say, the facilities here and, you know, the staff, back room, everything all here ready to go, why not?
And the fact that you're in a city, I mean, is that a part of the thinking? Because, well, you know, a lot of speedway teams are in, you know, relatively small towns. They've been established for a long time in those places, but nevertheless, there they are.
Yeah.
Whereas here, there are, you know, 2 million people live within 15 miles of you.
I mean, exactly. We've got a university over the road. There's a college up the road. You know, we've got Aston Villa somewhere, wherever it is.
Yeah, not far.
You know, and we've, you know, we're approaching these people and we're talking to these people. Yeah. And, you know, and that's what we need. And we need to introduce different, you know, we're trying to get into the culture. That's the next thing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can do that and there's going to be more bums on seats and more people standing here, and who knows what happens next year, you know. So we might even move up a league, and, you know, we just see what happens. We just need to see what happens to the end, till the end of this year, and then we make a decision what to do. But, I mean, obviously, the public itself, they want to see the higher leagues. They do. Of course they do. And obviously, the, you know, the papers and, you know, everything else, they want to see it as well. Of course they do, you know. So
it's a spectacle in itself, isn't it? And, you know, all speedways, that to some degree, you're putting on a show.
Yes, right. And that's what we're going to be doing. But, I mean, the main thing is getting them people in. If them people don't come in, then we can't do it. But if them people do come in and, you know, we've got 1,000 people a week and then, you know, or whatever, or 1,500 or whatever, then brilliant. You know, this, you know, let's move up. So that's the plan. But we're starting from scratch as far as that's concerned, because obviously there's nothing here. So it's a long process. You know, but hopefully, you know, some holiday things like that, see a difference in, you know, with the kids. We've got a lot, I say, a lot of things going on during the meeting as well. So hopefully we're going to have some motocrossers here, some BMX riders, you know, pulling some wheelies and doing stuff and, you know, getting that entertainment going. So
success in year one would be what?
Not to lose any money. Of course, have a good year. I mean, the team, I mean, they're obviously, you know, the seven, you know, the seven riders, and obviously you've got the balls as well. You know, the seven riders, you know, are going to be the, you know, the where people are going to come and watch them. So they need to, you know, it'd be lovely to be in the, you know, into the playoff finals and things like that, and even win something this year. So, you know, those sort of things, I think, you know, it'd be great for us, and it'd be great for, you know, for Birmingham Speedway. So
that's terrific. One more thing, if I may, because one thing that's caught the attention, and one of our promoters in particular has asked me to ask you this, about in the balls team, you've got Rachel Hellerwell.
Yes.
Which is a new, you know, that's it's a new idea.
So, you know, Lawrence and I spoke about it for quite a while, you know, obviously for a few weeks, and to be fair, it was, you know, Lawrence's idea, and because obviously the you know, the press was releasing something on the same day, we thought, hold on a minute, let's get Rachel in, and you know, and she's it's something different, you know, and I think that will also introduce, you know, more people to the door as well, and you know, I think it'd be good for Speedway, and it'd be, you know, it'd be good for Birmingham, something different. Again, it's gone different a little bit. We've just tried to change a few things, you know. So looking forward to it.